For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. It's been a day of backpedaling for President Trump, who's trying to undo an image of weakness from his Helsinki summit with Russia's Vladimir Putin. The president now says he believes Russia interfered in the 2016 election.
I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place.
But he quickly added,
could be other people also. There's a lot of people out there. There was no collusion at all.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is demanding immediate hearings on what happened during the two-hour meeting with Putin.
This is too important not to get the full story out before the Senate and the American people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Air Force One is getting a makeover, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
President Trump saying in an interview with CBS News that the presidential planes will be getting a new patriotic paint scheme. The White House announcing in February a $3.9 billion fixed-price contract with Boeing for the new planes. Before the announcement, there had been years of negotiations between Boeing and the U.S. Air Force, with President Trump even personally intervening right after the 2016 election. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A suspected serial killer is in custody in Houston. Jose Gilberto Rodriguez was wanted in three fatal shootings in the past week. Police Chief Art Acevedo.
This case illustrates that when we work together in law enforcement and when we earn the trust, respect, and cooperation of the community that we serve, we end up getting some great results.
A tipster saw Rodriguez's Nissan Sentra and called it in to police. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
After a relatively steady price for gasoline over the last few weeks, motorists will see a slight increase this week across the nation. With more, here's John Clemens.
Mississippi shares the lowest prices with Alabama at $2.55 a gallon, while California remains the highest at $3.65. Factor DeHaan of GasBuddy.com looks at the national average.
Well, it was a relatively minor swing. The national average increased about a penny and a half, closing at about $2.87 a gallon. That's up from about $2.86 a week ago. So not a huge increase, but an increase nonetheless. It was our first increase in the last few weeks.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
A top Republican leader is one of those criticizing President Trump's comments during his summit with Russia's leader, Vladimir Putin. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan says it's clear Russia interfered in the 2016 presidential election.
Russia is a menacing government that does not share our interests, and it does not share our values, and I think that should be made very, very clear.
And as for Russia's leader?
Vladimir Putin does not share our interests.
However, as President Trump continues to face broad bipartisan criticism after seeming to side with Putin over U.S. intelligence agencies, Ryan says he doesn't agree with some assertions that Trump's comments were treasonous. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.